Welcome to another episode of the Roast Such a Platter podcast. I'm going to get right to business today because today I have with us the absolute unequivocal heartbeat of the Christmas Podcast Network. We have Jerry Davila from Totally Rad Christmas. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, brother. How are you, man? Long
so
time
happy
no
to have
see.
You on. It is.
Yeah,
I feel like it's been a while.
It has, right? Same. I mean, I know, like, the schedules, and I know you got the umpire thing, so it happens,
yeah.
But yeah, I miss you, bro, so it's good to see you.
I miss you too, man. Yeah, we were supposed to record an hour earlier, and then probably, what, a few hours after our conversation yesterday, I got an email that I needed umpire again, so yeah, I help out an old guy named Al. He's 80, so if he can't do a game, I can't say no to him, so it's just, it keeps me really busy at night, though, seriously, but yeah, I enjoy it for the most part, man.
Yeah,
I haven't recorded with you in, like, quite a while, like, not a while, maybe like a month or so, over a month.
Yeah, something like that, a month and a half, but it feels like forever, right? It's just weird, yeah.
And normally, well, there was one point we didn't record for almost a year, maybe, I would say, or I don't know, maybe 8-9 months. But yeah, anytime we get on and chat, it's always good. I leave
it's fun.
Feeling
yeah.
good, and
same.
It's always good to get to know. I feel like we're two people that shouldn't get along, but we do because we're polar opposites. I have a feeling I'm like, you live vicariously through me because I say a lot of the things that you're thinking and you just get to laugh at it because you don't have the responsibility of saying it. And then I live vicariously through you because deep down inside of me, I want to be this nice person that you are. I'm just not capable of it.
I think we all are. I think you are for sure. And I think you're a great dude, man. You're a real stand up guy for real. One of the best guys I know. So yeah, you know, if you ever need anything, I'm always there for you. So
yeah, same, man. I know that. And same for you. Like, honestly, like I don't really get a lot of friendships from this podcasting. Like, I have a few, but yeah, you're somebody, like, if you needed my help, I would drive the 21 hours from Canada all the way to San Antonio. You're in San Antonio. No, you're not in San Antonio. You're
no,
in
I'm
Texas
in the Dallas. Though. Yeah. I am in Texas in the Dallas, Fort Worth area. Yeah.
See, like, I'm like a Canadian, so I'm like, duh, Texas, like San Antonio must be like 20 minutes from like Dallas, right?
I wish that'd make things so much easier. No, it's like 5 hours from where we are.
Yeah, it's a lot of land out there. It's kind of like people from Canada, they assume like Vancouver and Toronto are like so close.
Right.
I'm like, no, Vancouver's like right beside California, basically. I think that's how it works. My geography's right, but
hey, it's better than mine. I really don't know much about Canada, so
yeah, no, it's all good. I don't even know much about Canada, and I live here because it's just such a mess right now, like everywhere.
I think that's going around, so
yeah, exactly. So what have you been up to, man?
Well, back at work now, so we open the store. Mostly I get up and get ready for work and help out people get Christmas lights, and then like come home and play with the kids and like go to bed, and like that's pretty much all I've been doing, and it's kind of cool but also kind of sucks a little bit, you know, like
I think you forgot the podcasting part, because
there's that too. Yeah,
I think you have more podcasts than any other podcaster out there, I would say, by double. Maybe Tis the Podcast has a lot, I don't know.
Well,
I would say you have
they
the
also
most.
Started earlier, yeah. And all that actually started because of a huge mistake I made my first year.
Really? What's the story behind that?
So I knew I was going to be working at the Christmas store. I knew I was going to be putting in lots of hours. So I tried to like record as many as I could before then.
Yeah.
And so like August, September, October, I was just recording. And everyone would ask me, oh, when's it coming out? It'd be like, oh, in about 3 weeks. Not realizing like you can't say that all the time. Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's just impossible. So next thing I know, I have like this huge backlog. So I thought, well, I guess I could just put out two in October and two a week in November. And then three a week in December, I guess. So, geez. And so next thing I know, it's like Christmas and I've recorded. Or I've released like almost 100 episodes already. It's the craziest thing.
That's amazing. Did I almost catch you say the word shit? Or
almost,
no?
I stopped myself at the end.
You could have. Holy shit, that would have been great.
I stopped myself for swearing
on yours all the time. If you knew the amount of times that I'd been on Jerry's podcast and have sworn and he's had to just get rid of it, it's too much almost. I'm a little more well-behaved now, I think.
Yeah, it's all good, man. It's good.
Yeah. So let's kind of get into it. You've been on my podcast previously, my other podcast Sessions and Conversations. You were on Alone on the first one, and then you were with Todd
with Todd.
The second one. So we've covered a lot, and I don't know if anybody's heard them all. Who knows? Who cares? We'll go over some similar topics, but we'll also stray away from, the typical stuff of it all. But I
Yeah.
want to know what started the love of Christmas. What started, did you, was there an age you realized, oh wow, I really love Christmas? Or was it something that when you got older, you realized, hey, I really have this affinity for this thing?
So it was definitely, I don't know if I ever like physically just thought to myself, you know what? I really love Christmas. I think it's always just been there because of my mom. My mom grew up super poor. Like it was six girls. There was two beds for them and her mom and her grandma. So it was like, I mean, there was just no space. My grandma would like scrub floors and just clean houses, whatever it took, because my grandpa left them with six girls. So she grew up super poor. She never wanted that for us. So no matter what happened, what we wanted for Christmas, they would strive to get it always. They would save up all year. My dad sometimes would get like an extra job, whatever. But so Christmas is always something really special because my mom wanted us to have more than she did. So it was just always fun. And then like my cousins would come over Christmas Eve and we'd just play all night, like run around like crazy people. And the parents just sitting down eating like a botana, and which I don't know if you know what that is, but it's like a bunch of just like tortilla chips, like nachos, but with like fajita meat and like all sorts of like good stuff on top, pico de gallo and beans and yeah, all the
I
good
just
stuff.
categorize that as
It, it's yeah, it's like
nachos
a
here,
it's like a big, but it's a little more arranged, I guess. So
Oh yeah, for
it's
sure. You
fancy.
can
Yeah,
kind of each little separate area has its own little
right. Yeah, pretty much like that. But you're right. It's kind of like, I guess, loaded nachos is what they'd call it. But we call it a botana. So they would have that. They'd get pizza for the kids. And I mean, it was the coolest thing ever. And then, like, you go to sleep because Santa's coming and you wake up in the morning. And I loved it so much. And it's just always been there that even when I was like in high school, I couldn't wait for Christmas Eve, couldn't wait for Christmas morning. And yeah, it's just one of those things that I feel like I never made a conscious decision to love it. I just loved it because of my mom. So.
I can understand that. It's a great story too, because you talk about being with your cousins on Christmas Eve, and I almost want to ask you, have
Yeah.
you ever been with those same cousins now as adults and kind of looked at them almost on Christmas where it's like, where did the time go? I remember just being kids with you and opening up gifts and the innocence of it all. And now we're adults and now we're the one carrying out these traditions. It's kind of bittersweet. There's a sadness
Right.
to it, but there's like a happiness, right? Do you ever have those moments on Christmas where you look around and whether it's people that were there that aren't there, but you just look at your cousins and realize like how time actually goes so quick and how these memories are just, they should mean more, but sometimes it's so hard in the moment, right?
Yeah, and I have. So a few years ago, we were at my folks' house, and I don't remember why. I think it was maybe for Thanksgiving or something, but all my dad's side was at my parents' house. And I hadn't seen some of those cousins at that point because I'd lived up here and they're in, all over Texas. And I hadn't seen them, some of them, in almost 10 years. And just being with them was like, what happened? Like, we were running around, we were playing with toys. And one of my cousins was like, I still have a figure that I stole from you back in the day. So he ended up like mailing it back to me, which was pretty awesome. But, it was like one of those things that we were just stopped. And all of us, I think, were kind of taking it in like, God, this was. I remember we would go to grandma's house, and same thing, the adults would just kind of sit around the table and talk, and we would be outside playing like freeze tag or playing with our new toys and shooting each other with whatever water pistols or whatever it was that year, Nerf. And it was like, God, what happened? Like, how did we get here, where we barely see each other? And it is bittersweet because like you always love you love your cousins. But like they grow up and you grow up and it's like, I don't know what happened. Like we lost touch. No.
I don't want to get emotional because I just went to my cousin's wedding last week and we grew up like
Oh.
brothers and I did a little bit of a speech at the wedding
Congratulations to
and
him. Yeah.
it was awesome. And we grew up like brothers and I remember he's a year younger than me and I remember going to high school and my biggest fear was like, oh man, I don't want to lose touch with Otello. Like I
Yeah.
want to remain like tight. And for a couple of years in high school, we remained tight. Like even when I went to high school, we still hung out. It was a fear that never really happened at that point. And then it
Right.
finally did. Like you just get older and you don't talk. And he's very recluse.
Yeah.
And I've always been that way, but not so much. So it was emotional being at his wedding too. And you don't see these cousins for a while, but then you talk about what the kinship like is in the friendship and the love and the family. He's like a brother. He's like a brother to me. And I told him that. And I said, like, I'm never gonna stop loving you like a brother. I don't care if there's 1,000 days that are apart between when I see you, and I'm so happy to be here. And when you said that about your cousins, like, you have all the best intentions in the world. It's just life gets in the way.
Life gets in the
And that's
way.
another amazing thing about Christmas. I still see him at Christmas, and it's like we didn't skip a beat. We still sit beside each other, and I still have the memory of opening up Power Rangers beside him.
That's
You know what
awesome.
I mean? And like, I'll send you a picture of that of the video later, but like you said, like, you want to be around your cousins, and it's always this thought, like, oh my God, I want to be around you more, but life gets in the way. Christmas brings us together
Well,
too.
and
Just
I imagine it's hard for you as well, like it is for us, because Texas is so huge, you know. So like my closest cousins are about 4 hours away. And in Texas we measure everything by hours. Who cares about miles, right? Or kilometers. It's all hours. So they're like 4 hours away. I have some that are like almost 10 hours away. The ones that we used to spend time with are the ones that are 10 hours away. But like you see them again and it's like no time has passed, right? You just you're joking about, hey, remember that time when we were playing baseball, and and you're just talking about whatever the game and just all sorts of, and it's like they're responding as if like they live next door, and it's fantastic.
There's always that ice breaking moment though when you first come in. It's
Yeah,
always a
for
little
sure.
awkward, and then you break into it. It's like you didn't miss a beat, but it's like, oh, so you don't want to be the first to talk sometimes, or you know. And then
It's
me and
true.
him, it's always like wrestling. Like, hey, you still watch wrestling? It's like, here and there. But in my mind, I'm like, we both watch it every week. It's just like, you know what I mean?
That's right. No, usually for us it's like it's something about food, like, oh yeah, dad's outside barbecue, and then, oh, okay,
Oh
let's get something like that. It's always, or
Food
yeah,
always breaks
we got
though.
Cokes for y'all. Yeah, you know
Oh yeah,
so.
perfect. Yeah, can't have too many Cokes these days, but I love me a Coke Zero.
Hell yeah.
The
For sure.
old sugar diabetes. Just like, wait, but yeah, speaking of family being young with them, I'm not sure if I asked you this previously on my podcast, but do you have like a favorite childhood? Not like a favorite childhood memory at Christmas, but is there a memory that pops into your mind sometime that's almost like a warm blanket for you? Almost like
There's
when you think about Christmas and it just brings you back, and that's what makes you miss it. Like, is there that kind of memory that you have that
I
you
mean
want to share?
there's a bazillion, but the one that always stands out even more is we were at my grandma's house, and my grandma, like I said, had a small house, but she had a huge patio in the back, and they ended up like enclosing it later on. But before they did, they just put folding tables, just tables and tables and tables. And when I was younger, all of the aunts and all of the cousins were there, and so it was like packed. There was like 50, 60 people just sitting around out back. And I'll never forget this one time, and I don't know why I remember this, I really don't, but it was Christmas morning. My mom had like got my plate and served me, and I was eating, and the cousins started getting up to go finish playing with their toys, but my tia Delia was still there, my aunt Delia. And and as people started leaving, she just looks at me and she goes, I love Christmas, especially after everybody gets up. I have elbow room. And like, so I don't know why, for some stupid reason, that's stuck in my head. And now every time I think of, like, I see big tables, I just think of her saying elbow room. And it like brings me back to that huge, we were all cramped, just kind of just stuffed outside on those tables trying to fit. And yeah. But the thing that, to go along with that, when you would get to my grandma's house, before you even got to that part, my grandma had those little baby stockings, those ones that are like super tiny. They're like this big maybe. And she had written, like, I guess in glitter or something, like the names of all of her grandkids and kids all around like the roof line, like on the ceiling, like all right there. So you'd walk in and you just see stocking, 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 stocking. And it was like super cool, and just a mass pile of presents under the tree. And yeah.
Is she still around? No.
No, she passed away when my daughter was two, my oldest daughter was two. So it's been a few years now. It's been 10 years, I guess, in November. But she got to meet my oldest daughter, so that was cool. And she was there for most of the important things in our lives. So I
That's
love my
good.
grandma, and my tia Delia is still around, but she's got dementia now. So pretty soon, I think, unfortunately, I have a feeling it's not going to be too long for her either. But
That's a nasty one. Yeah, that's dementia. And it's funny, like, yeah, you 10 years for you. This will be 12 years since I lost my grandmother in November, actually, on the 2nd.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I kind of sympathize with you there because I had a closer relationship with my grandmother than I did my mom too. So
Right.
there's a lot of memories I have of her at Christmas, like you said, just little memories in time when she said something like that. You should say that one Christmas, or just say it randomly once in a while whenever
Right.
people are around you. I love when people get up. There's a little more elbow
There's more
room, make
elbow
a little shimmy.
room.
Yeah,
That's right.
exactly. But yeah, no, and it's good to carry those memories with us, and those are the ones that make me happy. But also, I'm weird. They make me sad too. I try not to think
Yeah.
about my grandmother too much on Christmas because it's a slippery slope, right?
It, well, yeah. You can go really morbid, for a while, but it's like that. What's that line from WandaVision? Like, what do they say? Like, what is grief but love persevering?
Oh
So it,
yeah,
yeah, it's
yeah.
like that's deep. I like that. But
That's one thing I've learned. Also, grief. Like, I think people deal with grief a lot around Christmas because you are thinking about people that are gone.
right.
And I'll admit it, geez, I've been to therapy, and
Yeah.
I'm an open book. It's helped me, and it's helped me understand grief where you can almost embrace it because grief is one of the strongest emotions in the world.
Right.
And it's something that's you're never going to conquer. It's just something that's going to live inside of you. And how you choose to manage it is within you, and you can create your own boundaries as far as how deep you go. And I just find at Christmas, I don't want to be a downer. So in my mind, I'll remember her privately,
Yeah.
but we'll mention her before dinner and say, like, we miss the people that aren't here with us. You know what I
Right.
mean? So
Right.
yeah. And,
But then like you but then if you think about it as well, you when you're holding it in and in your heart, and then like it just also fills you with it's so weird, it's got that double edge because it is sad, but then
yeah.
it fills you with like that joy and
Oh,
like you
for sure.
remember that and you remember her. I remember her making tamales for us, that was like a huge thing for us Hispanics. I mean, it was like and then you just warms
Just
your
to have the
heart.
vision of them again in action, being
Right.
alive and being festive and being a part of all those traditions. Yeah, I guess it is. There is a heartwarming part about it, but I also tend to get sad very easily. So
Well,
it's
I'm sorry. I'll move on then.
no, I know, I
Yeah.
know. I'm glad that you're able to do that. I wish I just had the emotional regulation to do that all the time. There's sometimes I'm good, and then there's other times I'm just a wreck.
Yeah.
I can't talk about it. But the memories I've had with her at Christmas are just so good. I still have Christmas videos where,
Yeah.
I'm always near my grandmother, and you'll hear me and my cousin saying, "Oh, thank you, Grandma," going up and giving her a kiss. She loved it. And you know
Right.
why? Grandmas, because they were the creators, like, you know what I mean, of everything. They
Yes.
loved being around everybody because it all came from them too, right?
Right.
So they're watching a part of what they created, potentially with somebody, their husband, that's not there with them anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I would love to see Christmas through a grandparent's eyes one day. If
Well, God
I'm
willing,
not
hopefully
religious,
we
you
do,
are, but I always say, God willing, I'll
Yeah.
make it there. So,
Well, no, I agree. Like, hopefully, that's the dream, right? And you just
yeah.
to grow up and grow old and you have your whole family there, even
Yeah.
if it might not be all the time, but for those times that they are there, it's like, it's
Yeah,
amazing. So,
exactly. It's so
yeah.
hard to take. It's like you ever watch The Office?
Oh, yeah.
So that Andy Bernard line near the end that hits me like a brick truck, like, I don't even know if that makes sense, or like a Mack truck, is when he says that, "I wish there was a way to know you were in the good times before you've actually left them."
Right.
But a lot of us forget that this is the good times. I can be 50 and I'll be like, "Man, I remember that time I was on a podcast with Jerry. That was a great," and I mean that.
Yeah.
These could be the good times because
Yeah.
we all are a family in this group. And there could be a time when we separate too, and we're not doing this as much. And we'll think of, man, like, Jerry was a good guy. Like, where the hell is that guy? I'm gonna message him. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
it's like, yeah. So it's one thing to remember the good times, but
Yeah.
it's a different thing to be in them and try to, like,
Yeah.
take advantage of them and cherish them.
Oh, I
Now
agree. Yeah.
we did
Yeah.
mention wanting to see some grandchildren. So how many kids do you have, Jer?
So I got three kids, 12, 7, and 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the 12-year-old is in that preteen,
Oh yes.
where everything's just like, oh, dad, kind of. So a lot of friends have told us just wait like just a ne few years and then it's all going to change and it'll be great.
That's what they
So
say, but right now it doesn't feel like that, man. Like,
that's
they're like, "Oh,
right.
don't worry, you get them
Yeah.
back in their 20s." It's like, well, I don't know, I'm a big guy. I don't know if I'm gonna make my 20s. I want my little babies
Exactly
back.
right.
I want my
Exactly.
buddies back. Yeah, because It's just like sometimes they just can't stand the sound of your voice, and it's just,
Yeah,
and
no,
you're
I,
trying to be
yeah.
loving, and that's how I feel anyway.
No, I'm
And
right there with you. I'm starting to experience that with her. The little two, it's still great. They just want to be around us all the time, and we love them. So I got a girl, boy, girl, and my son is the 7-year-old, and he's starting, and it's partly my fault, but I started getting him into like some of the toys that I liked when I was a kid and things like that. So he has like Power Rangers outfit, pajamas. He's got like Spider-Man stuff. He's got He-Man, like all the good stuff. And it's fun to like just play with him because his ideas about like good versus evil are, the way he plays are just so different from the way we played when we were kids, because when we were kids, it was like the Wild West, right? It's like, no, you kill the bad guy, right? Well, now, then they watch Paw Patrol and you don't kill, you just like you help them to be
You
better.
love, you help
It's
people.
like, come on. So trying to like play and bridge that generational gap is very different, I'll tell you.
I've had my days of Paw Patrol and Sophia the First. You probably were in that. Like my daughters are only about a year older than yours, I believe.
I
Your
think
daughter
so,
must
yeah.
be, your daughter must be 20, born in 2012.
2012, yeah.
Yeah, mine were 2011. They actually just turned 13 last week, so
Oh, nice. Happy birthday to them. Yeah, my daughter just
thanks.
turned 12 in June, so
Okay, yeah, so we're, yeah, so
about
they're
a
basically
year,
almost
yeah.
just a year apart. So yeah, you probably experienced all those shows too. What big ones were Paw Patrol, Sophia the First.
Sophia, yeah, I
Do
remember
you
that
remember
one.
Handy Manny? They loved Handy Manny.
I don't remember that one.
Oh man, it
I
was
might have been
Wilder
blessed to have missed
Valderrama.
that one. Oh, was it really?
It was on the Disney Channel too, and he played a little like Handy Manny. Like he was a handyman and he would help everybody. It was really good.
Oh, that's
It was actually
cool.
a good show. Yeah, I'm gonna
That is
send you
cool.
it. It
Okay,
was,
yeah.
I'm gonna
No,
send you an episode.
she was into PJ Masks for a while.
Oh yeah. Did your daughters go through the oh, what's that one? Like Draculaura. What's it called?
Oh,
Monster High? Or no, Monster High?
they weren't they she wasn't super into it, but she did
What
watch some of it. Yeah, I don't remember the names. I do
about the
remember,
Descendants? Do you
like,
remember
I
Descendants
remember the
or no?
Descendants. Yeah, it was like their kids, right, or something.
Yeah, something like that. I remember one year they wanted to be the Descendants for Halloween, and then one year they
Oh,
wanted
there
to
you
be
go.
The Scooby-Doo characters, I forget their name. But anyway, since we're
That's
on the
cool.
topic of kids, I
Yeah.
had a question here.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite memory with your kids for Christmas? Is it like the first Christmas all of you were together, or is there one memory that stands out even if it was with your daughter, your first Christmas with a child
Well, my
or?
first Christmas with Cecilia, I do remember. So she was 6 months old, and we, because my parents are like 10 hours south and my wife's parents are here, we alternate years. So we would do Thanksgiving here and then Christmas down there, and then, Thanksgiving down there and Christmas up here. So we would like switch it out. And so that year just happened to be her first Christmas down with my folks. And I'll never forget, she sat in my brother's lap. She was 6 months old. She was opening presents as best she, quote unquote, opening presents. You know how the 6 months old can do
Basically putting their hands on it and opening it for them kind of
it. That's
deal.
exactly right. But it was like a bunch of little like doll toy stuff and stuff that, like, since, because I have two brothers, so there was just three boys, stuff that I didn't really know much about. But at the same time, like, just seeing her face, and she was still not quite sure what was going on, but it was like one of the best like mental pictures that I've ever had. It's like one of those that's burned in like my brain, because they both have the same birthday. They were born on the same day, of course, like 40 30 years apart.
Oh,
So
geez.
yeah, I know. So, but it's just one of those where it was like, this is really sweet, and I can't believe I'm blessed to be here, just one of those
Yeah,
moments.
exactly. Yeah, I've
Yeah,
had
it's
that kind of
great.
moment too, but that's a great, like, I feel like when, I don't know if I'm speaking for both of us or just me. I felt like when I had kids, Christmas was reinvigorated. It
Yes.
almost was born again for me. Like I
Yes.
always loved it, but then when I had kids, it was like I get to play Santa. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, well, for anybody listening, Santa's real, but parents get gifts too, okay? But yeah, so I remember that feeling was all it. I remember the, I don't know, I just wept. I wept
Yeah,
the first.
yeah.
My kids hadn't woken up yet, but I woke up, I walked out to the tree and knowing that they were going to see it, it was emotional, man, because like, you know, like you said, your mom grew up. I didn't grow up with a whole lot, man. So I never envisioned having
Right.
even a fraction of what I had in life. So it's, I found having kids just reinvigorated it, and it didn't stop until I think they were about 11, and then they started just wanting more and kind of knowing the secret of the magic of Christmas, but not really giving it away. You know what I mean?
Right.
And for anybody listening with kids, put them away now. This is your warning. This past year was the year that I finally gave it up. You know what I mean? And
Oh, I gotcha.
because they
So,
just knew, because they, you know, they
yeah,
just knew, and
my mom
it was.
still to this day,
Yeah.
yeah.
I figured I just had to. So on Christmas Eve, I left them a note, and I just, it said that, you know, I said, being Santa Claus all these years for you is like, it was one of the best things in the world. So
Yeah.
I still get emotional because I didn't want to let it go, but I didn't want to insult their intelligence, right? So yeah, in the letter I said, yeah, being Santa is one of the coolest things I ever got to do in the world, and hopefully one day you pass on the tradition. But anyways, love Santa. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Santa still exists, you know what I
Of
mean?
course. Yeah.
Even though it's
Well,
mom and dad.
that's the thing, right? We all get to be like anytime we give, especially when we give to someone that's even less fortunate or someone that's unsuspecting, like they don't even realize it's
Yes.
coming. Like we all get
Yes.
to be Santa in that moment, and it's just,
Yeah.
it's so amazing. But I know I agree. So like all throughout, I've always loved Christmas. I've had a big love for it. But as you get older, it's almost more like a cerebral love, you know, like you,
Yeah.
it's more like with your brain, and then
Yeah.
having kids and experiencing it with them and seeing it through their eyes, it's like you start to feel it again, like in your heart
Yeah.
and like down in your
100%,
soul, and
exactly.
it's
Yes.
like just more powerful somehow. And
Because it's,
so yeah, it's
like I
great.
said before, it was almost probably like being a grandparent viewing Christmas through their eyes of what they've created, but on a bigger scale. Us, we're
Right.
viewing Christmas on something that we've created with somebody that we love and children that we love. And I got to sit there and live vicariously through them again and know
Right.
what they're feeling because we've been there.
Because we've been
And it's
there.
such a
Yeah.
magical feeling. And
Oh, it's
watching
amazing.
their eyes, like watching them, I would always get the video ready for when they came out, and watching their eyes when they turned that corner and they saw the tree and the gifts, it was like magic existed. Do you not remember when you woke up and you had the feeling, holy crap, Santa Claus has been in my house while I slept. He was in here. He put these here. And to
Yeah.
see them live that, man, it was cool. Like,
Well, and
yeah.
you'd see the cookie, like the cookies were gone and the milk
Oh,
was
yeah.
dry. I mean, God, this was, yeah, it was like a very special feeling that rarely as an adult, because we've gone through so much emotionally and physically, we rarely get to experience something like that. So
Yeah.
to see it again, it like reminds us of it. It's just, oh man, it's amazing. It's one of the
That's,
greatest feelings in the world, I think.
yeah, even when I talk about Christmas or think about Christmas Eve, it's like, yeah, I said it a million times. I think I said on the first podcast, if you can bottle the feeling of Christmas Eve up, you could sell it for millions of dollars.
Oh,
Because it was
totally.
just, as a
Totally.
kid, man, I remember I used the Bart Simpson trick one year. I think he like drank like six glasses of water before bed. I'm like, I want to wake up as soon as possible. It was a mistake. I woke up, fell asleep like three times, and I guess my parents didn't put the stuff out, or Santa didn't put the stuff out till like 3 a.m. So
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, maybe they were on to me. I don't know, but yeah, no, I still look at Christmas Eve as almost a better day than Christmas Day sometimes,
It
just
is,
because
because
the
there's the
anticipation.
anticipation, right?
Yeah.
You're like, you're waiting for it, and
Yeah.
it's coming, and you don't know what it is that was going to be
Yeah.
under the tree, but oh, yeah.
Yeah. I do have a bone to pick with you
Okay, what's
though.
up?
So you're a musician, obviously, like everybody knows that, pretty talented guy. Why haven't we even got like a streamable Christmas album from you? Like, what is the
I
deal?
actually have been thinking about doing it. It's right
Yeah.
now the thing is just time, but I've had several plans for songs and arrangements, some original, some of course a lot of standards. I have like the ideas of how I would like in what style I want it to be to make it
Yeah.
cohesive. I just it's either that or the podcast, I feel like right now, hopefully
Yeah.
I can get it done. I had a lot of plans. I got a hernia and ended up having to have
Oh,
surgery, and
gee.
that
Oh,
kind
I
of
remember.
took
Yeah.
me out of commission for a while. So,
Yeah.
but I had that plan way back then, and that was going to be like that was going to be the time when I was going to get a lot of the basics done, and then I could just kind of go in and tweak. And after the surgery, like, it hurt to like do anything. I mean, I
I
could
can
barely like
imagine.
get
Wasn't
up.
it in
And
your stomach or whatever? Or like,
so it was a little bit lower, closer to the groin. But yeah, it was like I didn't realize how much you use all those muscles
yeah, it's your
until like you
core.
couldn't until you couldn't use it, you know? It's like everybody talks about working your core and you're like, okay, yeah, that's fine. But no, then like it's you're like, oh wait, I can't get up. Like, can you help
It
me sit up,
literally
please?
moves every time you move, right?
That's
So
right.
it's like,
Yeah.
no, but
So
I'd absolutely be down for an album or even a
okay.
four song album
Well,
or something.
I'll see what I can do, I promise.
You got to make it a 2025 goal. How about
Okay.
that?
All right.
Yeah. And then we talked about it here first, and I'll definitely pay for that. Put it on a streaming service or even sell it. I don't care. I'll buy
I'd give it to you for
it.
free, of course.
No, you got to support friends. I will pay double.
Well, that's unnecessary, but
Yeah. Has your
no.
family ever pulled out the music on Christmas Day, or have you guys ever
So,
sang together, or was that not something you did?
yeah, well, so not like in the old, you see those TV where everybody just gathered around the pianos,
Gather
you
around the
know. No,
piano.
nothing quite like that, but we would go Christmas caroling. That was one of our big traditions. So, we would go like up and down our street, and then we'd get in the car and like go to a few of our special friends and cousins' houses, and we'd go sing to them. And then eventually some of our cousins started joining us as well. So it was fun. But what we every once in a while, what we would do is my dad would get his guitar out, and usually it was while we were doing something else. So, it's like while we're wrapping presents, dad would just go get his guitar, and then he'd just start playing, and then mom would just start singing, and then we'd all just kind of join in. But it was never like, let's just gather around and sing.
Come here, son. Let's sing a Christmas carol
That
together.
reminds me of the time when, yeah.
No, yeah, we've never done that. I've always been jealous of the families that do, but I think if my family ever tried to just sing out a ballad randomly, I'd be like, what
That's right. Yeah.
the fuck
Yeah.
is going on?
It's usually it happens organically. It's not like yeah, it's not one of those like you see in the movies or even the specials with like Bing Crosby or anything like that. It's like it just kind of would happen, but only because my dad had his guitar and was just noodling. So I feel
I was
like
gonna,
that's the best times, you know.
no, for sure. I was gonna say, like, a lot of people don't know, you basically almost work in the Christmas business. So I was gonna ask you, like, is there ever a time you miss it, or are you just so overwhelmed with it sometimes? Like, is you're constantly around it? Is there a time you do start to miss it? Or is there a way that you kind of internalize in your mind where I'm gonna start getting focused and start missing Christmas, or I'm gonna start anticipating? Or does
So,
working in that field make
yeah,
you like resent it sometimes?
not resent, but you can grow it does make me grow tired of it a little bit. Usually starting in January, like almost at the end of January, early February, they'll stop playing Christmas music and they just start playing just regular like 70s, 80s, 90s songs. And so that kind of helps
Yeah, for
because
sure.
and there's like less there's less customers at that time as well. And so at that point it's like preparing for next season, but also like just doing work for inventory and like just mundane things that kind of takes you away from like the actual Christmas of it. And so that really does help a lot. And then we're on break for 6 weeks, like from April to like mid-May, we just have a 6 week break. And
Oh,
that
that's
is
cool.
probably the best time where I can just decompress. I barely do anything Christmas except for my show. And so it's a lot of like just realigning myself, I guess,
Just
because
kind of giving yourself a moment to be like, okay, yeah, like, well, I'm just gonna clear my mind,
right.
get away from it, and
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd ever miss it in that point, because you'd been on the grind for like all of Christmas
It
season and like a little bit after, right?
does become a job, but so what I started doing that I didn't do my first year with the show, was I started recording things early and like not recording anything at all in December, unless I'm like maybe one or two guest spots, but nothing for my show. So I'm just editing, and that's done usually after the kids are asleep. And so after I come home from work, I just spend time with the kids doing like holiday stuff, and that helps because it's like just more family oriented, more Christmas spirit oriented, rather than just like sales oriented. So
And
that
it's you're not doing the podcast at night, so you don't, your mind isn't occupied, like, okay, like, because I know sometimes when I have to record, some days you feel like it, some days you don't. You're like, okay, I gotta do this, and then you kind of sit there either dreading it or you're excited depending who you're going on with, right? And it just takes away from the attention that, Christmas deserves. Just,
No, you're absolutely right. And there are like some days I'm like, oh, okay, I have four scheduled for this week. Okay, you know, the
Jeez.
good news is that because I'm a salesman, I can kind of fake it enough to be enthusiastic. But most of the time it's like, you're right, it's like, who am I recording with? Do I really want to talk about this random 80s thing that I've never seen before in my life? But you know, it's you get through it, and then afterwards you feel good about it. You're like, that was fun. I'm glad I did it. But yeah, that's one of those cases where like the anticipation is worse. You know,
Yeah, exactly.
it's not a good thing.
It's always the anticipation. Then when you get into it, you're like, okay, it's not so bad. Like, you know what I mean? That's why I always say, I don't know how you do it so often, man. I would lose my freaking mind.
There are times where I just have to reschedule, and it's like I can't do anything today. I had a crazy day. I can't think about this. So I'll just like text, hey, you know, it's been crazy work. I can't. But most of the time I try to just push through, use like my run, and a lot of times I'm running on fumes, like just trying to make it through, but it usually ends up being worthwhile, and so I dig it.
So speaking of the podcast, what year did you start?
I started in 2020, so it was right when COVID hit. We were sheltering in place or lockdown or whatever you call it. And so I was already a guest on Tis a Podcast once, and it
I
was
remember that.
right. It was like that Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July, and Todd Killian had messaged me from Christmas Clatter and said, "Hey, that was fun. You should have a show." So I thought, "Oh, okay." And
I
so,
thought the same thing when I saw you. I thought you were really good. Like,
oh,
you were
thanks.
enthusiastic and you were interesting. So, yeah.
Well, so I figured I got nothing else to do. I'm just stuck here, and I love my family, but if I have to spend another evening with them doing the same things that we did like for 3 weeks in a row, like I'm gonna go crazy. So it was kind of like my way to get out of like the crazies, and
So
I'm just
COVID was the
stuck.
push you needed to start it. Was it always a thought you had in your mind of maybe wanting to do something like that?
I hadn't thought about it until Todd had brought it
Todd,
up, and I wrote my theme song as that, like, it just popped in my head one day as I was driving home from work, and I pulled into a library and came up with the theme. And I said, this is what my show is going to be about. And then I did nothing for like 7 months. So, like, oh, well.
It's better than me. It's like, oh, I just want to have a Christmas podcast where you just shoot the shit about Christmas and nothing crazy, and then I do it, and then I'm like, I'm bored of this, I hate it, and I delete everything,
I
and
liked
then I'm
it.
like, you know what, I miss it, let me do it again, and then I get bored of it, delete it, and then I'm just like, you know what, this is too way bipolar, man. I'm just gonna come out with one, and whatever happens happens. I'm not gonna commit myself to dates. I'm gonna just record when I feel like it, and when I feel like I'm in the loving spirit of Christmas, I'm gonna do it. So that's what this one's all about. And I feel like I found the perfect name. I got
It's
a
a
great logo,
fantastic name.
and I wanted it to be the first name of my podcast, but I was so obsessed with people finding it and wanting Christmas in it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
So I was Christmas sessions, Christmas com. This time I'm just like, I do not care, because the only people I want listening to this podcast are people that understand the reference. You know what I mean? So
Exactly.
it's not about listens. It's more about just letting people hear people talk about Christmas and personal stuff, and even if it's sad, or you know what I mean. And I love recording with you, man. Jesus, I
I
love
same.
recording with
It's
you.
always a blast, and it
Yeah, like
feels
we're already
it's
45 minutes in. I'm like, oh,
are
we're
we
gonna try to
really?
keep it to half an hour. Yeah,
Oh,
exactly.
jeez. I
So
didn't even realize. I was
we're pretty
like, we've
much
only been
nearing
on
the
like
end.
10 minutes, right?
Yeah. So what's the official count on how many episodes you have?
Okay, so let
Including
me
bonuses, because they are
include. Okay,
episodes.
yeah, okay. So including bonuses, let me look it up because I don't remember exactly. Let's see, I got to look at the stats. I think I'm total at 326 episodes, including
Holy.
bonuses. But
Oh
officially, I'm
my
only at
God.
like 264.
Oh my God. And
Since
that's since 2020. That's impressive,
2020,
man.
yeah.
So you definitely have the most podcasts out of any Christmas podcaster, I'd say. Wouldn't
Well,
you?
no, I tis the podcast. I think they're up to like number 500 something.
All right, you got to catch up. You got to
I'm
catch up.
trying. I'm getting there.
You'll get there around 2025, and you're going to celebrate with an album. That's what the that's what the feel like.
I get. Yeah.
We're gonna pump out 200 episodes in what, 2 years? Not even a year and a half. I don't know if we
Should
can
I
do
do
it.
like a Run DMC type track with the like Walk This Way with Aerosmith and Run DMC?
Oh, I'll come on that track with you.
Heck yeah. All right. That'd be fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I had one more thing I was gonna touch, but I completely forgot it. But I am gonna do something because I did it on my previous podcast and people seem to like it because it turns the tables on me. I ask all the questions and I didn't want you to prepare because I want to catch you off guard because I know you
Yeah.
don't like it. Ask me any question in the world you want. It doesn't even have to be Christmas related. You can ask me anything in the world. I love when you're on the spot because you're like, oh man. Oh no, oh man.
Yeah, I do. Like, oh man. Oh
Oh man. Oh, CJ
jeez.
just said fuck again. I'm like, oh man.
Okay. So I'll keep it Christmas related.
Sure.
What is the best Christmas present you ever got as a kid? Like the one that
Oh.
when you think Christmas presents, that's the one that sticks out.
You know what? Just because we didn't grow up with much, it really sticks out because there was an added plus to it, which I never even imagined possible. When I was young, I had a TV in my room, but it was black and white, and it was one that my stepdad basically found in a dumpster one time. We
Yep.
had a good TV out in the living room, but I didn't have one in my room. So having a black and white TV was fantastic for me.
Heck
This
yeah.
was like in the early 90s. It wasn't that out of date. I mean, it was, but I was just happy to have something with picture on my TV where I could watch wrestling or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was more than content with asking Santa for an N64. Never in my wildest dreams thinking I'd get it. I asked for a Nintendo 64 with 1080 and a game called WCW versus NWO Revenge. Oh, no, yeah, it was Revenge at the time. And just never imagined in the world that I'd get it. So all my presents were basically opened. And I didn't get it. And I was like, okay, I understand. We don't have a lot of money. I was kind of smart to it at the time. You know what I
Right,
mean?
right.
And so I was like, oh, okay. So I went to the washroom, I think. And then I was kind of like upset. And then I came back out. My mom's like, oh, there's two more presents under there for you. I'm like, what? She's like, well, open this one first. And I opened it up and it was an N64 and I lost it, man. I was like, oh my
That's
God.
amazing.
No way. And I'm just thinking, I got to hook this up to my TV. But there's this other one that's like a bigger box. And I'm like, holy crap, what the hell could that be? And I opened it up and it was a freaking, I think it was like a 17-inch color TV, like a tube
Whoa,
TV.
that's amazing.
And I think my grandmother was the one that got that. I think she's the one that helped out with the N64 as well.
Right.
But I never in my wildest dreams imagined getting an N64, let alone a color TV. And I think I got like a beanbag chair earlier. So it was me and my beanbag chair,
Yep.
and I was playing N64 on a color TV. And I was honestly the happiest kid in the entire world.
Yeah.
And there's a second place gift that really, when I was young, it made me believe in Santa because I was kind of not starting to believe. And I wrote a private, I wrote a private list to Santa with one thing that I didn't ask my mom for just to see. And it was a Game Gear one year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I was
Yeah.
like, oh, let's see if this really exists. If he exists, he'll get it. And I like closed it up. I got my mom to put a stamp on it. And I'm like, you're gonna mail this tomorrow with me. And I like it was still sealed when we went the next day and I mailed it. And she still hasn't admitted it, but I'm sure she opened it up and looked at it. And
Right.
then like somehow made it happen, whether she borrowed money from my grandmother, but I opened up a freaking Game Gear on Christmas morning as my main gift. And like, I was blown away. Cause
That's amazing.
it
Yeah.
was shut. Like we put it on the table. It was shut. I went and put it in myself with her the next day. So that night she must've looked at it. And this
Right.
was also 2 weeks before Christmas. So I know she would have
Wow.
had to scrounge for that
Right.
somehow.
Right.
Yeah, so that was a really cool gift. It really made me believe in Christmas. But yeah, the N64 and the color TV at the time was just, I was on cloud nine, man. You have no
That's
idea. I was
amazing.
the happiest
Yeah.
kid in the world.
That's
Yeah.
amazing.
I
Yeah.
already know what yours is, the Lord
The Castle Grayskull,
Grayskull
which by the way,
or whatever.
I got it from my parents' house, so it's like right here. Like
Oh, man.
you can, I don't know, you can barely
Oh,
see it,
now.
but yeah,
Oh, now
so
you told.
it's like right there. And
Yeah.
my kids were playing with it, and eventually I got them one of the new ones, so they won't have to like destroy my old one because it's already pretty messed up from all the times I played with
Oh
it.
yeah.
But
No, that's
yeah, that was like
perfect.
my ultimate favorite. Yeah, it's good
Yeah,
stuff.
no, that's awesome. So now that we're getting towards the end here, I guess this is the part where I thank you for coming on and tell you how much I love you to death, and you're one of the greatest guys in the world, truthfully.
I love you
And
too, man. Yeah.
I love your podcast. I don't listen to many. You have a lot, so I haven't heard them all. I'm not gonna lie,
That's
but
I don't blame you. I haven't heard them all.
your
No,
podcast and the energy you bring to it is friggin' great. Like I'm not even saying this to boost you up. I love listening to it. It makes me feel at home. It makes me feel safe. It makes me feel good. And that's all I can ask for from a podcast. And you do that, man.
Well,
So
thank you.
plug that son of a gun.
I appreciate it. It's totally rad Christmas. You've been a guest on many times, and I always love having you on because I know it's going to be just a fun episode. It's going to be lively. We're going to get into it. And I learned stuff. I've learned a lot about not only Kenny and Dolly from you, but also like wrestling, the stuff that I'd never known before. And
Yeah.
I know we were supposed to do Mr. Dress Up. I hope we can make it happen this year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we
That's
got to get that done.
that's one of my I'm ready. But yeah, so Totally Rad Christmas, you can find it at totallyradchristmas.com, anywhere you find podcasts. On Twitter I'm at Rad Christmas, and everywhere else it's Totally Rad Christmas. So yeah, it's just fun. It's about Christmas in the 80s, because that's when I was a kid and when Christmas was
Yeah.
most magical. But I cover a little bit of 90s as well. I'm hoping, I think it's going to be a bonus episode because it was, I think, from 94 or 95. But hopefully we can do the Power Rangers Christmas one as well, because I think
Yeah,
that'd be a blast. So,
I did that with Mike Westfall, I
oh,
believe.
did you? Nice.
Yeah, and I was so out of my element because I consider myself a Power Ranger fan, but he is a super fan, and he's so like he knows a lot more. He knows the history of it. I
Oh,
was
I
just more
gotcha.
of,
Yeah.
I wasn't a casual fan. I was a big fan, but I wasn't into all the different variations.
Yeah.
And they were, and I was so over my head, so over my head.
I know the feeling. Mike knows a lot.
Yeah, exactly. So,
So yeah. And that's
yeah, and
because
the
I
way.
know a lot, but Mike knows a lot. So
Yeah.
he knows a lot more. So yeah, I know the feeling. I always just try to see what I can say that may be funny. Because
Yeah.
I don't know what else I can add.
And the
Yeah.
way that he structures his podcast, I wasn't used to it because I hadn't listened to it too much. I'd listened a couple times. I
Yeah.
didn't know how to go with the flow with it. I just felt like a terrible guest at
No, it was
the
great. That was you were it was a great episode. Yeah.
time. Yeah. No. Well, anyway, I appreciate having you on and you being here and I can tell you a million times how much I appreciate you, but yeah, I appreciate you coming on again for a third time. This will be the last one, I promise.
No, anytime you need, you know it.
Yeah, all right,
Yeah.
man. So thanks for everybody for listening again. This is only the second episode, and if you're in for something, if you're into like some interesting stuff, I'm trying something out that's a little new. It's going to be called an AI Christmas story, and I've already recorded the reading, and what I basically do is I get an idea from Jerry or anybody else, but the first idea is from Jerry, and it is a Saved by the Bell Christmas party type episode, and ChatGPT has created a little story out of it. And what I'm going to do
I'm
is
so
have, yeah,
jazzed.
it's going to be called an AI Christmas story. There'll be little mini episodes. So anybody that wants to give an idea for an AI Christmas story mini episode, you can just hit me up on my Instagram. What is my Instagram? Roast Such a Clatter Pod, I believe,
I think so, yeah.
on Instagram. You can DM me your ideas and I'll be doing little mini episodes, no longer than 5 minutes or however long the story is. I'll be releasing Jerry's episode probably within the next week or so. So,
Nice.
stay tuned for that. And yeah, thanks for coming on again, Jerry. Thanks for listening, everybody. And as always, seeing isn't believing. Believing is seeing. I'll catch you next time.